It's the Sports Talk Podcast with Ryan Furin, giving you the hottest sports takes in town. You can reach Ryan through Facebook, email, and Twitter. Now it's time to start the show. Here's Ryan.
Welcome back to the Sports Talk Podcast right here on Podbean.com as well as iTunes. How's it going? It's been a while. Again, since we've done another Sports Talk, I don't try to do one every 2 weeks. I try my hardest to record, but I've worked pretty much every single day this week. Last week was hard to record. And when it's not, it seems like when I'm not working and I have free time, it's so nice outside. Like, we've had some great weather here. And it's just that I don't want to have to sit in and record. I want to be outside and, you know, enjoying the good weather. And so it's been tough for recordings as far as those go. But we're back here for another Sports Talk here on this Friday, July 13th. Getting into a couple things today. It's going to be a quick show today. I want to do a show, but I don't really have too much on the docket today. We're going to talk about the Red Sox. Haven't talked a lot about the Red Sox on Sports Talk yet so far, and we're going to analyze them at the break. Wanted to do this last week, but, you know, or at the beginning of this week, but just was never able to do it. But we are going to do it today. We're going to look at some stats from their first half of their season, and we're also going to have my prediction going forward as to what, if anything, they're going to be able to do looking towards the playoffs. Also, since we had our last show, Ray Allen decided to leave Boston. He's going to go to Miami and play for the Heat. He signed a contract there. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Don't want to look them up. So all you need to know is he signed a contract. And so we're going to get into my feelings about him leaving. And then in the talk to take, again, since the last time we've done a show, one of the legendary Boston radio stations changed its format. And so in Boston, we have another station playing top 40 music, and I'm going to get into why I hate that so much and why it's ruining radio, not just in Boston, but everywhere. And also, a major, major announcement about Sports Talk is about to come, not in this episode, it will be coming down the line. At the end of the talk to take, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but want to keep it sort of a secret. It is going to be big for the show. It is going to be something that I've wanted to do for a long time now. And I hope that everybody enjoys it. But first, we got to get to this. This is Sports Talk with Ryan Furin. You can reach the show at Sports Talk RF. That's Twitter, Sports Talk with Ryan Furin. Is also on iTunes. You search iTunes Sports Talk with Ryan Furin. You'll find all of the latest Sports Talk episodes up there. And of course, you can always leave comments and ratings on the Podbean site, sportstalkwithryanfurin.podbean.com. Getting into the Red Sox right now, they're 43-43 at the record, .500, and that's been their record this entire season. It seems it's just been getting to .500. They've been playing .500 baseball here for months now, and that just seems like the type of team that they are, unfortunately. And being a .500 team, that'll get you through most of the season, but as soon as October rolls around, it's not going to be looking good for the Red Sox. They're 9.5 games back of the division lead. The Yankees are at the top. It's kind of hard to believe that you're behind both the Rays and the Orioles, but at this point you are. You're 9.5 games back in fourth place and 2.5 games behind the wild card. Remember, there are two wild cards this year, so that might play into the favor of the Red Sox. They are 22-24 at home so far this year, which is surprising because they're always usually very good at home. If they suck, it's usually on the road. Usually at Fenway, they're pretty good, but not so far this season. They're 22-24 at home and 21-19 on the road. So like I said, very surprising that they haven't been so good at Fenway Park. The problems, we want to get into this right now. The main problems with this team, they have the offense. They have the guys that can get it done. They can go out there and, you know, go for 12 runs in a game. And that's, you know, they have that lineup. They have the guys that can do that. And they do have guys that are hurt now that are going to be able to come back and help them out. Guys like Carl Crawford, he's not a power hitter, but he can certainly rake it. Jacoby Ellsbury. So the offense, I think, for the Red Sox right now is fine. You'll be getting Will Middlebrooks back as well, eventually. You know, the offense doesn't concern me. I know that the offense can get it done. They can score runs. The problem with this team, and it's been the problem since last September, and it still continues to today, July 13th, 2012, it's the fact that the pitching staff blows. And it's not, I mean, the bullpen has stepped up. I guess I should say it's not the pitching staff that blows. It's the supposed aces of the team not stepping up. Josh Beckett, the poster child of this whole thing. He has a 4.43 ERA so far this year, and he's 4 and 7. He's supposed to be your ace. Your other ace, supposedly, is John Lester. He has a 4.49 ERA, and he's 5 and 6. So both of your aces don't have a winning record as far as starting games. And I think it hurts the Red Sox a lot. I was at the game, I believe it was last Friday, against the Yankees. I believe they were in Toronto. And then they came home to play the Yankees in the weekend series. And Josh Beckett gave up 5 runs in the first inning. And it's like, he does that a lot. But it just puts your team in such a terrible predicament to have to, you know, to see the guys that are going to go out there and try to, you know, clean up the mess. They have to say to themselves, well, Josh just dug us into another hole. We have to go out there and score 5 runs to even hope to tie it, which they did. But so you see my point of how I'm not really concerned with the offense unless they run into some good pitching. I mean, that night it was Hiroki Kuroda, and he was just as terrible as Beckett. But it shows that, you know, they can, when they get their opportunities, this lineup can beat on opposing pitches. So I'm not upset and I'm not concerned with the lineup. The lineup is fine. It's just the pitching. And it's the front end of that rotation that really bugs me. Franklin Morales, he's stepped into the rotation. He's been very good for the Red Sox so far. He's pitched very well. So that's a bright spot. Also seeing these young guys step up, guys like Will Middlebrooks. He's been in the lineup every day before he got hurt. And then seeing guys get called up like Daniel Nava and Ryan Kalish. Pedro Ciriaco as well. I mean, I love seeing those guys and seeing what they can bring to the table. Seeing the young guys instead of these overpaid, you know, jerks that don't want to, you know, they have their money, they have their big multi-million-dollar contracts, and they just sort of sit back and they don't care. You know, they can care less. You know, Josh Beckett doesn't really care if he gives up 5 runs in the first inning. I'm all set. I got my family, I got my money. You know, baseball is not really that important to me. And so that's why your team is 43-43. I mean, that's why you're fourth place in the AL East. It's because of those starting pitchers. And, you know, Buchholz is in there too. I believe he's hurt. And Daniel Bard as well. He sucked. Hopefully we don't see him again for the rest of the season. Hopefully he'll stay down in Pawtucket or something. But as far as it goes for right now, this pitching staff needs to get better. The one bad spot for the Red Sox in that lineup, I said that I like the lineup, but one bad spot is the fact that Adrian Gonzalez, your franchise player, your franchise power hitter now, it's not David Ortiz anymore, it's Adrian Gonzalez. He's going to be here for a long time. He's going to be your first baseman for a long time. He's not performing at all. He's not doing anything that he's supposed to be. You know, he's not living up to his potential, and he's not living up to the expectations of what everyone wants him to be. 6 home runs, and you're at the All-Star break. Now, everybody says about Adrian Gonzalez, he's a home run hitter, but it comes in streaks. So he might go a month without hitting a home run, then all of a sudden, the next month, he'll go like 2 weeks, and he'll hit like one or two a night, you know, straight 2 weeks in a row. And all of a sudden, he goes from having 6 home runs to 20. I mean, like, which is okay, but at the same time, he hasn't done that at all this year. I mean, 6 home runs, and don't tell me that it's the home run derby last year. Like, that's crap. Sorry. It's a whole new season. There's no holdover from last year's home run derby. That's insane. That's stupid. So something's wrong there, and it just bugs the crap out of me because we're paying this guy, we got this guy to be a power hitter. I mean, if anybody tells you anything different, they're lying through their teeth. We got this guy to hit home runs, okay? Plain and simple. We got him to be a power hitter because that's exactly what he was over in San Diego. Yeah, he can hit for average, but the real reason why you come to see Adrian Gonzalez play is the long ball. He hits home runs, period. That's what he's supposed to be doing. That's what we're paying him for. That's why he's on the field. He's supposed to be hitting home runs. But for some reason, I look down at his stat line and he only has 6 of them. And it just bugs the crap out of me, and it gets me to the point to say, well, what are we paying him for? What are we having him out there for if he's not going to do what we want him to do? I mean, 6 home runs, Adrian, that's weak. 6? I mean, that's why we got him. That's why I'm so pissed off about it, because that's why we brought him in. If you looked and said, oh, good, Adrian Gonzalez is coming to town, what was the first thing that popped into your mind? Don't tell me it was average. Don't tell me it was doubles or anything else. It was home runs. Man, that guy can hit it deep. Man, that guy's going to have a hell of a time hitting them over right field. Hasn't done it yet. And another reason why I like the Red Sox lineup, as a team, Boston ranks 3rd in RBI, 5th in average, 4th in slugging, and 5th in OPS. 5th in OPS. They're in at least the top 5 in, you know, the major categories for hitting in all of Major League Baseball. You know, they're in the top 5 in pretty much all of them. So, to me, the lineup isn't your concern. And I know that I'm hammering Gonzalez, but I gotta believe that he's gonna turn around at some point. He has to. And then you're gonna get guys like Crawford and Jacoby Ellsbury back as well. Who knows how much they're gonna be able to help, but at least you're gonna be getting some impact players back. So as far as making the playoffs is concerned, do I think that they can make the playoffs? I do, under one condition. Those starting pitchers that I talked about, pull their heads out of their asses and start to work. That's what it comes down to. If they truly get their act together and work and do the right things and prepare and go out there and pitch effectively like you're supposed to. John Lester, you should be one of the stars in this league. You have all the talent. You have the baseball knowledge. You've done it before. You should be able to do it. Josh Beckett, I know you're getting older, but you're still one of the best pitchers there. You still got good stuff, but you're just not performing to the best of your ability. So if those guys do go out there and turn around and perform that the way that they can, I do think the Red Sox can make the playoffs. But if it continues that Beckett and Lester keep letting you down and you keep playing 500 baseball, doesn't matter how many runs the lineup is going to score, doesn't matter. They're not going anywhere. So if Beckett, Lester, I'm putting those two guys out there, but I guess it's the whole starting rotation as well, too. If they don't pick it up, they're not going to the playoffs. And it's going to be another year, 3 years in a row of missing the playoffs. 4 years in a row of not winning a playoff game. I mean, we haven't had October baseball in Boston for a long time. And I even count the 09 year as not having October baseball, because we made it to the playoffs, but we got swept in 3 games by the Angels. So it wasn't even exciting to get up for. You missed the playoffs in 2010. You missed the playoffs in 2011. Now you're going to miss them again in 2012, all because your two good aces on your staff don't want to get up and do the work and put in the time in and actually pitch like they're supposed to pitch. You know, it's so agonizing, because you know that they have the lineup to do it, but it's just the pitching. Is the pitching going to finally wake up and do what they're supposed to do? I hope it is, for the sake of the Red Sox. And I hope it is for the sake of this city, so we can finally get some good October baseball. Some good baseball where you're sitting on the edge of your seat and it's fun to watch. Not like regular season baseball, because regular season baseball is just boring. And so that's going to end our little discussion on the Red Sox. I'm going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to get into the Ray Allen move just very quickly. I'm not going to take 15 minutes on it. Very quickly, what I feel about Ray Allen. That's next. Welcome back to Sports Talk here on Podbean.com as well as iTunes. Get in touch with the show. We're a ways into this show. I really want this show to be sort of interactive, and you know, you get in touch with the show on Twitter at SportsTalkRF, as well as leaving comments. You know, I really want to do segments in each show where, you know, I read tweets, I can, you know, answer questions. We could sort of have discussions. I know that you wouldn't be talking to me personally, but, you know, we can sort of, you know, you can send in a tweet, and we can sort of have discussions. I want to also do an email, but not enough people so far are listening to the show, So eventually, if we get more people listening to the show and you want to send in longer sort of takes, then we can definitely do email as well. But so, you know, if you're hearing this, if this is the first time you're hearing this, if you found this podcast somehow, or if you heard this before and you just haven't contributed to the show yet, please, by all means, go to the Sports Talk Twitter, again, at SportsTalkRF, or you can also hit up my personal Twitter account as well, if you wanted to, at Ryan_Ferran_12. Either way, you know, get in touch with the show, send in your take, if you have questions for me, anything like that. So, please, get involved with the show. It'll help out the show as well. Getting into Ray Allen, just quickly here. Ray Allen is gone. Here are my initial thoughts. Not surprised. I'm not upset. I won't boo him. And that's pretty much it. I'm really not surprised that he left. I mean, we've been talking all this time for months now. He's going to Miami. So when I saw that he signed with him, I was like, whatever. I mean, this window wasn't supposed to last long anyways. It ended up lasting 5 years. It was only supposed to last three. So it's not like he was some long-tenured Celtic that all of a sudden went to go sign with the enemy. Not really. I mean, he was here for a few years. Was he good during his time here? Yeah. But he's, you know, I'm not that upset about it. You know, he can go play with the Miami Heat if he wants to. That's fine. If I'm in the Garden to go see a Celtics game, I'm not going to boo him. If I see him in person, I'm not going to boo him. You know, that was his decision. So I'm fine with that. The only thing I'm going to miss is that, you know, in a, not necessarily a playoff game, but playoff games especially, but if it was down late in the game and you needed a big three-pointer, somebody to step up and take it, Ray Allen was your guy. And he didn't, you know, it seemed like he always made it. Not all the time, but a lot of the times in the big playoff situations, you needed that big three-pointer to either tie the game or take the lead. It always seemed like Ray was there and he was ready to take it. So that's the only thing that I'm going to miss about Ray Allen, but, you know, I'm completely fine with him going to the Heat. And, you know, like I said, not surprised, and I'm really not upset. Fine with that. And we have Jason Terry, too. I mean, I know that he's not as good as Ray Allen shooting-wise. I mean, Ray Allen was one of the probably the best shooter to ever play the game. So that's not Jason Terry, but I think the role that Ray Allen had will be replaced by Jason Terry. And I think he'll do a good job. I think, you know, if you need Terry to start, he can certainly do that, but I think he'll probably play the bench. But yeah, that's just some quick thoughts on Ray Allen. And we're going to get into the Talk to Take coming up right after this. Back in here on Sports Talk with the Talk to Take of the Day, powered by Podbean.com. And it is the State of Boston Radio. I can't remember exactly when it was. I believe it was last week at some point. Oldies 103.3, one of the, you know, oldest radio stations in the city of Boston, had its format changed. I never thought this was going to happen, but it happened. You know, Oldies 103.3, you know, 60s, 70s, and the 80s, they got their format changed, and it is now 103.3 Amp Radio. And just as a thing before I get into this, you know, I love sports. You know, it's a huge part about me. At the same time, though, I want to also include some other things about me. You know, it's not just all sports with me all the time. I'm interested in other things, just like everybody is. And so, want to sort of infuse that into sports talk as well. Some points along the way, I think that, you know, this is an interesting topic. So anyways, I know this isn't sports, but, you know, something to talk about. So yeah, Oldies 103.3. is gone, unfortunately, and it was a landmark of Boston radio. I will say that, you know, and I didn't really listen to it too much. I'm not the music that I like rock music. That's my top music choice, I guess you could say. But I like pretty much all sorts of rock music. Rock, you know, alternative rock, punk rock, classic rock. I'm not a huge fan of metal, but so, I mean, that's the type of music that I'm into, and so I just hate the fact that we have another stupid Top 40 station. I don't like Top 40 music at all. It's not music, but, I mean, that's another discussion for another day, but quickly to summarize my thoughts on Top 40 music, it's not music. It's just a lot of, you know, crappy choruses and this, you know, terrible lyrics, and you just throw a dance beat in there, and then, you know, hey, call it Call Me Maybe. You know, I think it's just... I think the top 40 music is just so stupid, and there's no heart in it, there's no passion in it, none of the lyrics don't mean anything, and it's just terrible. But anyways, so I hate top 40 music, and I hate top 40 radio. So, like I said, I do like rock, punk rock bands, and so some of the stations that I like to listen to in Boston, like Radio 92.9 is a good station, Rock 101 is a good station, 107.3 WAAF, that's a good station. I really don't like to listen to, you know, any of the major top 40 stations in Boston. You know, obviously Kiss 108 is the biggest one. Now you have Amp 103.3, but I mean, even Mix 104.1, I mean, it's not really, they play a lot of that top 40 stuff. I mean, I'm not saying Mix is a bad station. Certainly not saying that. But I just, you know, they play too much of that top 40 stuff along with the Mix. I don't like that. I guess I'm saying that I'm just more upset. I'm not saying that Amp 103.3 Amp Radio was a bad station. Like, I'm not saying, like, it's bad or you shouldn't, you know, listen to it. Or, I mean, if that's what you like to listen to, it's fine. It's just I personally don't like the music. It's just that I'm more upset with the way that radio is working today, the state of radio. And it's just overpopulated with these top 40 stations, and it just makes radio so much worse. You know, obviously the oldies format wasn't working. They probably weren't getting a lot of listeners, and so they decided, well, you know, what works? And what works is, unfortunately, top 40. Top 40, unfortunately, that's that's what works. That gets the most listeners, that gets, so I mean, you're going to make the most money with the most listeners. So if a format is failing, you're going to want to go with the format that works the most, which unfortunately is top 40. And so I think that that happens way too much, and it's just too oversaturated with top 40 music on the radio, and there's no good stations anymore. And I think that's happening across the country, is that when a station format is failing, the answer is top 40. And I don't like that. You know, there's not enough good music on the radio anymore. I mean, I named a couple stations from Boston. I mean, the best one of all time, obviously, was WBCN, but that's not on radio anymore. It's on HD radio. I still listen to it a lot, but it's not the same. And so, yeah, that's just a quick thought of the state of radio here in Boston. And it pertains to the rest of the country as well. Too much top 40 radio. For me, I don't like top 40 music, and I just hate that a good format. And I didn't really listen to Oldies 103 that much. Every once in a while, I'd flick it on, and you know, maybe some good songs would come on. I wouldn't listen to it that much, but it's just upsetting that a format that people do listen to, I guess not as much as the suits at the stations want. You know, it's just sad to see a good station that's been around for a long time have to change its format and go to terrible, terrible top 40 music. Just terrible. I hate top 40 music. But I guess we could talk more about that on another episode of Sports Talk or something else. So that's going to end the talk to take of the day here on Sports Talk. And that, of course, ends the show. But before I go, I do want to tell you about this major announcement that will be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Not sure if it's going to be the next Sports Talk that we do. Maybe it'll be next week. Not really sure yet. But somewhere down the line, I am going to reveal a major announcement. And all I can say is that it's going to make this show a lot better. And hopefully it's going to attract more people to listen to the show. It's something that, like I said, I've wanted to do now for a pretty long time. And I haven't looked into it too much yet, but hopefully everything will work out and we'll be able to do it. And I just think that it'll make, like I said, it'll have more chances for people to start listening to the show, and it'll just make the show a lot better as a whole. You'll see what I'm talking about when I reveal this major announcement a little bit later on in the month of July. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Hopefully you don't. And like I said, that ends the show today here on Sports Talk. Today is Friday. Friday the 13th. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you to everybody for listening. And don't forget, contribute to the show on Twitter, @SportsTalkRF. I say this every show, but if you're new, trust me, check it out. At Sports Talk RF, send in your tweets and your takes on whatever it was. The Red Sox, Ray Allen, you know, Boston Radio, even if you don't live in Massachusetts, you live somewhere else, you know, tell me what you think about music or, you know, radio or whatever. Or the Ray Allen situation. Or the Red Sox. Or if you hate the Red Sox, you know, whatever. Just contribute to the show on Twitter. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.